Time magazine prides itself on identifying trends. Back in July of 1990, it identified the unique circumstances of then-20-somethings, a group later labeled Generation X. Well, this week, Time magazine is at it again with another cover story identifying the culture and economic realities of people in their 20s. Author Alexandra Robbins writes about young people. She says Time's new article is another attempt to label people her age, and she finds it a bit condescending.
Reports surfaced last week that researchers have come up with a slew of new labels for those of us between the ages of 18 and 29. These labels include terms like Twixters, permanent adolescents, and Kidults. Twixters? That makes us sound like cheerleaders for a candy bar. And Kidults? Now we sound like dog food. I can appreciate sociologists' desire to give my age group a distinctive name. The Census Bureau found that the average age of first marriage for women today is 25, and for men, 27, up from ages 20 and 23 in 1970. We're waiting even longer to have children. Also, unlike our parents, who accepted a job after college and expected to remain at that company for decades, we average 8.6 jobs between the ages of 18 and 32. The phrase 30 is the new 20 rings true. But Twixters doesn't. Those names suggest that my peers are stalling adulthood while contemplating our belly buttons. I've interviewed thousands of 20-somethings and can say confidently that the generation gap can be boiled down to one factor: economics. As our incomes have plummeted, college tuition and student loan costs have soared. This financial quandary affects all aspects of our lives: when we graduate, where we live, how we work, when we marry, and how we feel about ourselves. It's not that we reject the hallmarks of our parents' generation, we just can't afford them. My friend Amy, for instance, is a 28-year-old who yearns to buy a home and start a family, but her teacher's salary and her boyfriend's construction wages can't support a house or baby. They can't even fund a wedding. And this makes her a permanent adolescent? I understand the temptation to label. I myself am guilty of it. I use the term quarter-life crisis to describe the confusing emotional and financial struggles that characterize my generation. But the difference between that label and Time magazine's new catchphrases is that I labeled a phenomenon, not the people themselves. The older sociologists, by contrast, propose lumping all of us under weird umbrella words that imply our economic conflicts are our choice. But these cockamamie new terms like Twixters and Kidults? Instead of making us sound like breakfast cereal, I have a novel idea. Call us what we are. 20-somethings.
Alexandra Robbins is the author of Conquering Your Quarter-Life Crisis.